Okay. So let's pick up with the last line in the Mishnah over here, Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Kam yehei ba'ir v'yehei ka'anshei ha'ir. How long do you have to live in the city until you become part of the city? We were discussing the payments that all the residents, the citizens of the city have to make for the upkeep of the city, for the locks, the gates, the safety, the garbage, you know, all the other municipal services that are provided by the city. Everyone has to pay their fair share. So Kam yehei ba'ir v'yehei ka'anshei ha'ir. How long do you have to be in the city? You know, that you have to pay for your fair share of the things that are going on in the city. So the Mishnah says, you're Beis Chodesh for 12 months. If you bought a house, then you have to pay your taxes right away. So if you're renting, 12 months. If you buy, immediately. So turn over to the Gemara Chesmet Aleph. The Gemara picks up on this. The Gemara says, really, you have to wait 12 months? V'raminu. Now, this is not talking about paying taxes. Here we're talking about Ir Nidachas. Ir Nidachas is a parsha in the Torah that if you have a whole city, the Gemara actually says in Sanhedrin that Ir Nidachas lohayav lo asid liyos. Ir Nidachas never happened and never will happen. The Gemara has one other case, never happened and never will happen.
In
Sarah Mar. The Gemara says the same with both Gemaras in Sanhedrin, but it's Perik Ben Sarah Mar. In Sarah Mar, lohayav lo asid liyos. So the Gemara says, so then why were they written? Dereish v'kabal schar. In order to investigate the mitzvah and receive reward. Everyone asks, what do you mean, Jewish Rekabos Chah? We don't have enough mitzvahs to learn. Anyone here, the Bucky, Mesechtes Demai, Mesechtes Zavim, Tful Yoim. We have to have, you know, Mesechtes Kelim and Mashirin. We have to have extra mitzvahs, you know, to keep us busy. We don't have enough. So I have my own little pshat, which I believe is Emes. Some of my things are Jewish, but this is Emes. This is Emes. What does it mean, Jewish Rekabos Chah? The answer is, it's not possible to have a kid at the age of 13 to 13 and a half who's so off the derech that he has no redeeming qualities and can't be brought back. There is no such thing. On the surface it presents that way, Jewish v'kabel schar. Look inside. Investigate the kid. See what's going on in his matziv, and then you'll receive reward. Meaning, look beyond the surface. A whole city that deserves to be condemned. There's no redeeming quality, no tzaddik, you know, nistar somewhere in this city. It's impossible. There is no such thing. There is no city that deserves the whole city to be condemned. So what the Torah here is, what Chazal is teaching us is, there is no such thing. So Drosh, look inside of the person, look inside of the city, v'kabal schar, and you'll receive reward for seeing the positive in people as opposed to seeing the negative in people. It sounds like Jewish, but I don't think it is. I think it's Emes. Anyway, Kitzer, I'm getting back over here. With regards to the halach of Ir Nidachas, if the whole city worships the Vayit Zara, they're all put to death with Sayof, and they're property becomes prohibited as well. So a chameres, let's say you have people passing through, you know, wrong place, wrong time. Someone told me it just snowed in Hawaii. So you happen to pick the wrong week to go. Is that true? Anyone know? It snowed in Hawaii? So you picked the wrong time to go to Hawaii, volcano erupted or something. It happened a few years ago, right? You happen to be there when this happens. During COVID, there were people who got trapped. They happened to be in this one place, and then all of a sudden, all the airlines stopped functioning. So when you become part of the city, that you are killed together with the people of the city. Let's say a person is a chamor, and he's a donkey traveler, or he's traveling on a camel, or traveling with camels. He's a traveling salesman. He dwells in that city for the night. And he worships the Vayit Zara. He says, what's doing tonight in the nightlife of the Times Square? And he goes and he bows down to the golden statue, you know, together with them. Hein b'skila u'mamayinam polat. There with skila, they don't get saif like the halacha of Ir Nidachas. They get saif like every other skila, like every other guy who worships the Vayit Zara. And their mamayin, their property, does not remain, you know, does not become prohibited together with that of the people of the Ir Nidachas. But if they're there for 30 days, then they are killed with Saif and their money is seized. So if they're there for 30 days, they become part of the city. Less than that, not. But where does the line in the sand? 30 days, not 12 months. Why does our Mishnah say you only become chayv to pay taxes after 12 months? So Amar Rava, loy kasha. It's not a kasha. Ho b'nei masa, ho yisuvei masa. There's a difference between being, we know this today, Rabbi Isai, a citizen versus a resident. Not everyone who is a resident is a citizen. Oh, that's a shocking distinction that you've never heard before. But not everyone who lives in a country is a citizen. Today we have other words for them. But they could be a resident, a green card, but not a citizen. So in order to become a citizen, citizens pay taxes. Residents, I don't know if people with green cards pay taxes, but residents do not pay taxes. Citizens pay taxes. So when it comes to paying taxes, you got to be there 12 months. When it comes to halakhas of residents, and halakhas of ir nidachas depends on who's a resident. Yoishvei ho'ir. Yoishvei ho'ir, because the pasuk says, do they quote it over here? It has to do with all those who dwell in the city. Maybe Rashi quotes it. Yeah, Rashi quotes it. Ksiv yoishvei ho'ir. Those who are living in the city, what's the pasuk? Hakeis hakira is yoishvei ho'ir ahi. All the people who live in the city should be put to death. They worship the Zara. That depends on residents. When it comes to citizens, that's the halacha of taxes. And that depends on 12 months. And the Gemara brings a proof to this. Kedesanya hamuda no me anshei ir. A person who takes another, he won't benefit from the anshei ha'ir, from any of the produce, you know, the products of a certain city. Kosh neshtasham shnei masar chedesh, whoever is there for 12 months, also yohanas bimenu. He's a citizen of that city, you're not allowed to benefit from him. Pachos mikan mutter. Miyoish ve'ir, if he says, not mi b'nei ha'ir, not from the citizens, he says from those who dwell there, kosh neshtasham shnei shemiyah, masar yohanas bimenu, then you're not allowed to benefit from him. Pachos mikan mutter ve'yohanas bimenu. If it's less than that, you are permitted to benefit from him. This is this true? Do you always need for citizens, for taxes? Everything depends on 12 months. The Gemara is going to bring other areas which depend on less than 12 months. We'll get to that, Mr. Shem, in the future. But what do you see? To be a citizen and pay taxes, it depends on 12 months. Other things depend on 30 days. If you buy, you become a citizen right away. This is only talking about a person who's renting. Rabbi, you say, what about if a person rents, but he doesn't have in mind to leave anywhere anytime soon? So it's not that he's passing through, where if you say, well, you said you were passing through, but now you're here for 30 days, already become a resident, or 12 months, you already become a citizen by default. But if you buy, you become a citizen or a resident right away. What about a person who rents, having a mind to stay for a long period of time? Does he become chayv to pay taxes right now? Or does he have to wait for the duration of 30 days or 12 months to elapse? So that's a machlek between the Mordechai and the Nemukah Yosef. Says the Mordechai over here, Peyosh Rabbeinu Baruch, Sefer HaChachma, Demayri Dafka Dumya Dechamros Begamlos, Hayveres Mimakom Lamakom. We're only talking about travelers, Vinishtah Hashom, and they happen to get trapped there. Now, everybody said, remember, traveling in those days was very different than it is today. You would travel, and you would stay in each stop for some time. So you would think people were gone, and the traveling salesmen were gone from their families for years on end, right?
And they owned homes in their home.
But probably, they would probably have pied-à-terres. You know, they would probably have whatever that's called. You know, when you have an apartment, they don't live in, but you use just for traveling. So they would probably go to these, they have these outposts or whatever, they have these places where they stayed. And sometimes you would get delayed in business in a way that you didn't foresee. Today we have itineraries and plane trips and it doesn't happen as much. So there are Mordechai writes, Peyosh Rabbeinu Baruch Vasevar HaChachma, Demayri Daf Gadumi Dechamas Vegamla, so Averzim Mekom Lamakom Nishtasham. It happened to be that he stayed there. Avo Adam Habal Lidor Sham Lishtakeh Sham, person who comes to dwell there, even though he is renting or maybe even staying in a hotel, Havi Kekoina Beis Dira Sham, says if he bought a property there, this non, Bei Behed Yarehu Kanshi Miyad, says Mordechai, if you come in mind to stay, even though you are renting, you are obligated to pay taxes immediately like a citizen. The Nemukah Yosef disagrees. Zok the Nemukah Yosef, Mukhar B'Gemara, Dafilo Yardu Shtakeh Logor, if you didn't come to stay, but, you know, only to live, Kev Sham Shom, you Beis Chod Shrei Kanshi Yir. You're not coming to stay around. You're coming. So then it takes 12 months. Person become anshe yir uchom asim v'tashkuros will pass a year for all of the different needs and services of the city. Uchol in yanim kibnei yir mamish ukishaloy amad sham. When he was not there, yud beis chaydesh. Now here's the critical words. Afilu yar lishtakeo. Even if you came in mind to stay, lo havik anshe yir uchom ili. You're not a citizen until you've been here. So either you purchase, you're a landowner, or you've been here for 12 months, residency. You've been here for a significant period of time. But the fact that you came in mind to stay does not change the halacha in terms of your obligation for taxes. Okay? Machlokes, Mordechai and Mukhar Yosef, nice, neat. We understand both sides. When Mordechai says, yeah, if you come to stay, you're a resident right away, a citizen right away. And Mukhar Yosef says, no. Either you purchase property, or you stay for 12 months, just because you came in mind to stay doesn't matter. Roberto, what about the other direction? Let's say you've been there for 5 years, but you're only there temporarily. Like the people who go to Aliyah, to Israel, and they don't want to register, you know, to make citizens. We're only here, we're visiting students for 35 years. I have grandchildren here. We still haven't made Aliyah, right? We're still only visiting, only passing through. I'm joking.
She had a grandmother that after...
Finally made Aliyah.
Yeah, like she's in her 80s or something.
She finally bought her minivan, yeah. The benefits. Sweet. No, but that's a joke, right? That's people don't mean that. They have a mind to stay. But let's say a guy's a visiting guy for a long time. He's visiting for a long time. He doesn't have a mind to stay. Or the marshal, Rabbi, say, well, someone's on Zoom? What's that? Yeah. So let's say a guy is in the city and he doesn't have a mind to stay. Who is that? Is that an Eretz Yisrael's a joke? Of course, you have a mind to stay. They just don't want to get bogged down with the red tape of Eretz Yisrael. But let's say, which is unfortunate in its own right, but that's the way it is. But let's say a guy comes to a city, really doesn't have a mind to stay. Who lives in a city for years on end and doesn't have a mind to stay, Rabbi Zay? I'll tell you who. You guys. You guys. Are you a resident of Washington Heights? You consider yourself a native of Washington Heights? I doubt it. Maybe some guys who end up staying here do. Or a yeshiva guy, Lakewood, all this chevra. I mean, I know they all vote in Lakewood because, they're encouraged to do so for political purposes, tax purposes and all that. But come on, they don't really have a mind to stay. So if it would be a halachic situation, which it's not, we live in a bureaucracy and we don't fool ourselves otherwise. But halachically, would you be obligated to pay? To put it in context, Ramesh is a tshuva about Muncie. Ramesha, obviously his son-in-law, Rabbi Tendler, Zech Tzadok Baruch, used to live in Muncie, so Ramesha visited Muncie a lot. And when Muncie was growing, Rabbi Tendler was there at the beginnings of Muncie. He built the first area of Muncie, I think. So, there were people who moved to Muncie, as is wont to happen in Muncie, which is its own reality. And they kind of live on their own planet, because you really do if you live on your own block. And, they feel like, well, why do I have to pay to the community institutions, the school, the area of the mikvah, the shul? I'll start my own thing. I'll be on my own. So Ramesha writes, no. If you live within the city, you have to contribute towards the mikvah. We discussed already, by default, the people who all live in the same city, become partners in paying for the responsibilities and the services that every halachic city has to provide. This is the same tshuva Ramesha has there about paying for the mikvah, that everyone who lives in the city has to pay, whether they intend to use it or not, because this is one of the city, the services the city is expected to provide. Ramesha there addresses, well, what about the Bnei Torah? What about the Bnei Yeshiva who live there? They're not using these services. They're only, living in the yeshiva. Well, do you say, well, they become part, residents because they're there for years on end and therefore they have to pay for the, Jewish taxes, the shul, the school, the mikvah, the eruv. Do they have to participate in these things? You'll say, well, they don't use it. Doesn't matter if you don't use it. You still have to pay. That's part of the taxes, the religious taxes of living in a religious neighborhood. So Ramosha writes, "B'dvar bnei ha'yeshiva toinen shebo l'sham wazman kavu shnatayim v'shalosh shanim." They come for 2 or 3 years. It should be if you're there for 12 months, you got to pay for the shul memberships and the eruv and all of these things. But then Ramosha says a fascinating svar. Ramosha says just like there are some yeshanim that say that if you come within mind to stay, you have to pay right away. You don't have to wait the period of 12 months. So to Ramesh says, what if you come for 2-3 years and you don't have a mind to stay? I have a mind to go back and there's no way you're staying. Not like, the 2-day shiur or 1-day shiur in Eretz Yisrael where everyone says, I'm staying, and the Rosh Yeshiva will say, no, you keep 2 days until you actually show that you're serious about staying. You know what I'm talking about? Every guy who comes to Eretz Yisrael nowadays wants to keep 1 day and not 2 days, Yontif. So yeah, you have to put your money where your mouth is for a little bit in order to get that 1 day dispensation. But over here, it's obvious that they're not staying. They're not going to live forever in yeshiva. Some might end up staying a Muncie, but that has nothing to do with their obligation as long as they're in the yeshiva. So Ramesha says, Mikol Mokom Mistaber, Shaloi Balamoy Bezeh Beisaknes. No. About Kemish Kosov Ramah. The Ramah there quotes the Mordechai. The Ramah quotes the Mordechai that if you come having a mind to stay, that changes the calculus and now you're obligated to pay taxes immediately. It makes sense to argue that it should go in the opposite direction too. If it's known, it's obvious that he doesn't mean to stay there. He doesn't become like a member of the city, and he's not obligated to pay for the mikvah and the eruv and the shul and the school and all that. So it should depend on how long you have in mind to stay. If you have in mind to stay, you should, you know, you should have, you'd be obligated right away. If you don't have in mind to stay, you would be obligated never, even if you stayed for a few years. And stam, if I don't know what my plans are, so then it's after 12 months. So 12 months is only bestam. But if you know what your plans are, either to leave or to stay, so then, you know, that would dictate your obligation vis-a-vis taxes and all the other obligations of the city and the services of the city. That's the Mordecai. Mikhail Yosef holds, no. Either you purchase a property or, depends on 12 months, you know, hard and fast rule has nothing to do with what you have in mind. Nothing to do with what you have in mind. Residency requirements and being a citizen depend on hard and fast rules. Purchasing land or 12 months doesn't depend on what you have in mind. It could be this machlokes in the Mordechai and the Mikhail Yosef, which is with regards to taxes and paying for shuls and mikvahs maybe, also, is really, really relevant to everyone who rents an apartment. Everyone who rents an apartment. With regards to the obligation of mezuzah. With regards to the obligation of mezuzah. When does a person become obligated to put up a mezuzah? So if you buy a house, here's the Shem by all of you, American dream. If you buy a house, McMansion in Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, and start your own shul in your basement. So if a person buys a house, when do you become chayv in mezuzah? Most people do not know this. You become chayv in mezuzah immediately, day one. I meet people who buy houses and they're like, oh, you know, I'm going out. I'm like, no, you got to have your mezuzahs. You know, don't make a plan for 2 weeks from now. You're going to go out and buy mezuzahs. You got to buy mezuzahs right away, day one, the minute you start moving your stuff in. It's a big machlokes apaiskim. Is it when you close or when you start moving your stuff in? A lot of times those two times don't coincide. If you're doing work on the house and you're painting and you're throwing garbage all over the place and you're afraid the contractor is going to throw the mezuzah in the trash, you don't put up mezuzahs. You don't put up mezuzahs until they're done painting and with all the work that's being done in the house. Otherwise, the mezuzah will be mutal bebizoyin. So you don't put a mezuzah right away if you're doing work. But if you're not doing work, so it's right away when you close or when you start, some place can hold when you start using the house, when you start moving your stuff in. Just owning isn't good enough. Machlekes. I always say when people close in a house, put one suitcase in and then you chayv right away and put up the mezuzahs the first night. First night. Mezuzahs have skyrocketed in price, everybody's saying. Skyrocketed. I don't know why inflation has hit the mezuzah market. Insane. Mezuzah in Passaic, there's only one mezuzah you can buy in Passaic, one standard, which is nice. You know, and in Brooklyn you can get A++, 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 A minus, whatever. Like the Esregim, you know, five different hectares. And Passaic, it's just Yir Shamayim, so there's one, you know, whatever the price is. It used to be, 3 years ago, $65 a mezuzah. 2 months ago, I went, $85 a mezuzah. A few weeks ago, I went, $95 a mezuzah. I was just here 2 weeks ago. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Huh? It's unbelievable. Look, everyone's got to make a parnassa, so. The mezuzah market's going up, so guy has to have mezuzahs on the day of the closing. He's just, you know, he fleeced himself, stretched himself to the limit to make the closing. Now you have to put down a few more $100 to get some mezuzahs. Akitzer, you have to have mezuzahs right away. That's if you buy a house. What if you rent? When do you become chayv mezuzah? So says the Gemara Maseches Vayedazar over here, Ois Daud. Ein maskirim lem batim b'eretz Yisrael v'ein tzarech lo masadas. The Mishnah says, Maseches Vayedazar, you're not allowed to rent houses to a Nachri in Eretz Yisrael. This is based on the pasuk of Lo Yisachonim, very relevant during the Shnas Hashemitah. You're not allowed to sell karka in Eretz Yisrael to a goy, to an Oved of Etzara, really. Because the pasuk says, Lo Yisachonim, you're not allowed to give them Chaniya Bekarka. There's actually three Yisurim that are learned out from that one pasuk. Those two words, Lo Yisachonim, have a whole sefer just called Lo Yisachonim. There's literally a whole sefer on every two words in the Torah. So there's a sefer called Lo Yisachonim, because there's many halachas that are included in Lo Yisachonim. One of them is three, really, the Gemara has them. One is Oititim Lem Chaniya Bekarka, not to sell them land in Eretz Yisrael. That's a prohibition. That's why during the Shnas Hashemitah it's a big problem, because the Heter Mechira, you sell, the farmers sell the land to the Goy in Eretz Yisrael in order so that they shouldn't lose out the entire Shnas Hashemitah, because the Goy will work the land and the Goy will pay him rent. He's not working the land. The Goy is working the land. That's his Yisr, not my Yisr. So it has a number of assumptions. One of them is that if I sell the land to the guy, it's not my problem, it's his problem. Okay. The other assumption is I can sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a guy, to an Oved of Azar. You're not allowed to do that. Everyone agrees to that. That's not a dispute. Kuli Amalo Pligi, you're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to the Goyim. So to a non-Jew, to Oved of Azar. So how do those who promote the Hetamechira allow it? In fact, that's the biggest hurdle for the Hetamechira. How can you sell them the land in the first place? Serv Cook, and was not the one who devised the Mechira, but he explained it in his own way. Serv Cook argues that the Arabs have the status of Geirei Toshav. They're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They actually keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Seem to have a problem with Loisirzach, but but they, at least on paper, keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So therefore, they have the status of Geirei Toshav, and you can sell them the land that Eretz Yisrael. Chazon Ish disagreed with Rav Kook. He said they do not have the status of Geirei Toshav in order to be a Geirei Toshav, which means a guy who commits to keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Of course, they have to do it anyway. But it means he committed to do it, then you can give them Chaniyah B'Karka, because that's what it means, a Ger Toshav. He means he's a resident alien. You can sell him land in Eretz Israel. There are certain goyim, if they commit to keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, you can sell them land in Eretz Israel. But the Rambam stipulates they have to do it because Moshe Rabbeinu told them about the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, not because they arrived at it on their own. If they arrived at it on their own, that's not considered to be a Ger Toshav, and that was the argument that the Chazon Ish made against Rav Kook. Rav Kook has a response, but not beyond the course of our discussion now. Already on a tangent. Okay, but that's one halacha of Lo Yisachanim Watitim Lam Chaniyah B'Karka. It's another one. You're not allowed to pay them gratuitous compliments. You cannot pay gratuitous compliments to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. People do this all the time. That guy's great at this or that. Ah, this one's amazing. That's a gratuitous compliment. Well, you might be saying, I'm saying it to my friend. I'm not paying the compliment to them. Okay, that's an interesting distinction. The other one is Otitim Matnas Chinam. You can't give them presents for no reason. So if you run out of, let's say I get this a lot. A guy gets as a present for doing a job, he's a lawyer. His client gives him a case of the best wine. $400 a bottle. But it's not kosher wine. Stamienum. So what do you do with it? So, Stamienum is probably not also Ba'ana. If it's Yain Nesach, it's also Ba'ana. Stamienum is Mutu Ba'ana. So you could give it to someone. Or you can't sell it, but you could give it to someone. So give it to someone. You're going to give it to Stamagai, you're never going to see him again. You're not allowed to give it to Anachri. You can't. Why? Well, Tito and Matnas Chinam. You can give it to your super, maybe. You can give a Matana to your garbage man. You can give a Matana to anyone else who you work with, because there's an expectation of reciprocity. Why do people tip the super, Rabbi said, during this period of the year? They tip the super to get something in return. So when they get a delivery, the super doesn't throw it in the trash. That's why they tip the super. You tip the garbage man, so when you have something that really shouldn't be in the garbage, you know, it's recycling, he'll throw it out for you, you know. And that's why you tip the garbage man.
Return your garbage can back inside the house.
Some places they do that. You could tip me in my place, you could tip $1 million. No one's returning your garbage can inside of it. Bergen County, they do that. Like the Besser mention. In the slums where I live, they don't do that, no matter what happens. But, at least they don't leave it in the middle of the street to get run over. That's as nice as it gets. In Florida, they probably come to your house, take out the garbage, put it in the thing.
Oh, they leave it in the middle of the street.
Yeah. Oh, Misa Passaic. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We live in the dumps. Okay, but in the end, so there you expect something back in return. It's probably not appropriate to give, wrapped in green and red wrapping paper, even though most, non-Jews today are not going to say, oh, praise my holy idol that I got this present at this time of the year, and become more religious as a result. Then you're like contributing to their, Avodah Zarah. Forget about Lo Sechanein. You're not able to do business with that B'yom Edom on their day of holidays. It's a different mission of Avodah Zarah, but that's permitted today because Ramah says most of them are not so religious. If you have someone who's really religious and he's going to attribute it to his Hashkacha Pratis from his Getchka, then that's a problem. But in our circles, most of the people, even who claim to be religious, are not that religious. They're not, even the Maminim are not such Maminim. So I don't know if they're going to claim it's based on Hashkacha Pratis. So you can give it to them. I wouldn't wrap it in red and green wrapping paper. My rap tipped me off years ago. We used to live in the same building, Washington Heights, over here on 187th Street. So he had a great idea. He used to always give it in blue and white Hanukkah presents. December period, he used to give everyone Hanukkah, Hanukkah claws. He used to give everyone Hanukkah presents, which I thought was a nice kunz. I'm sure it's not his kunz. But anyway, you give people Hanukkah presents, not holiday presents or whatever. But even if you give them holiday presents, everyone knows that it's you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. So that's not Matnas Chinam, but this is all included in the Pasuk of Sechanim. So you're not allowed to sell them karka in Eretz Yisrael. You can't give them fields either. Fields are also included. It's not only limited to house. What do you mean? We don't even have to say fields. Why are fields more obvious than houses? So Ilay Mishum de Isbeitarte, maybe it's because there's two things with regards to the Sada. Not only Chaniyas Karka, because it's Lois Chaneim, he's giving them, you know, residence in Eretz Yisrael, which you're not allowed to do. V'chadaka mafka lememaiser. It used to be when you own the property, you were separating Truma and Meiser from this. Now that he owns it or he's using it, he's not going to separate Meiser. Ihaki, so Sada is more obvious than a house. One minute, says the Gemara. Houses also have something else. Ihaki, batem nami ikatarti. A house also, when you rent it to him, he's not going to put up a mezuzah. When you live there, there was a mezuzah. So there's two aspects there. Also two reasons not to rent him the property in Eretz Yisrael. You're going to remove it from the obligation of mezuzah. Amar amar shisha, mezuzah koyves hadarhu. Meiser is a function of who owns the property, not who's using it or renting it. Mezuzah depends on who is using it, who's renting it, not on who owns it. Many of these buildings are owned by from people. They do not put up mezuzahs on the apartments that are rent to non-Jews. Why not? Doesn't a Jew own it? The answer is, a Jew is only obligated to put a mezuzah on rooms that he uses or that are used by from Jews. And then it's the from Jews, you know, residents, the tenants' obligation to put up the mezuzah. Not on the one who owns the house. Says Rashi, v'lav chayves habayis. It's not an obligation on the house. Hilka chlecha afkata. You're not removing the house from anything. The mitzvah of putting a mezuzah is on the tenant, not on the landlord. Similar, the Gemara there also is discussing who has the obligation of doing bedikas chametz if I rent out my apartment prior to Pesach. Is the obligation on the landlord? Is the obligation on the tenant? And the Gemara there draws a distinction between bedikas chametz, which could potentially be on the landowner, as opposed to mezuzah. Mezuzah, everyone agrees, mezuzah chayvas hadarhi. Mezuzah is the obligation of the tenant. The mezuzah protects you. It serves as a kind of a shmira. Ufi shehime shamarto, uksi beischa, biyascha, nichnas v'yoytse ba. So the tenant is obligated in mezuzah, not the landowner. When does the tenant become obligated in mezuzah? So a landowner becomes obligated the day, the minute that he buys it. It's your house. It's your house. It's your house day one. What about if you rent? So here the Gemara says, Mesechus Menachos, it is your obligation, not the landlord. Here the Gemara says, Mesechus Menachos, you only become chayv to pay after... Well, the renter himself, is he chayv midoy, right? He's a chayv midoy abundance, a big machlokes we show him. And it's relevant over here to understanding this halach of 30 days, which we'll get to in a second. Why is it that it's a chayv sadorhi? What does that mean, it's a chayv sador? So there's two explanations in the Rishonim. What does this mean? Look at Taisvis at the bottom over here, Vaisvav, three lines from the bottom. Taisvis says, V'hodu boy b'soif hashoyo, mezuzah al mi. Who has the obligation to put up the mezuzah? The landlord or the tenant. Dupar ka'omar amashish, a chayv sadorhi. Is the obligation of the tenant. That doesn't mean that the tenant is chayev. What it means is the landlord is putter, meaning it's really on the landowner. But if the landowner doesn't use it because there's a tenant there, he's off the hook. But chayvus hadar doesn't obligate the tenant midday raisa. What it means is the landlord is putter. Kevan she'eino darshim, because he doesn't live there. That's what it means. The Muka Yosef reads the Gemara differently. Over here, Isaiah says in Muka Yosef, Al Hasar Chalasas Mezuzah, Shehu Tzara Shmira, came in Shehu Dar B'Saiko, you live in it, you need the protection. Apagav Shemohaya Skura Hayachaiva Maskir, even though if you wouldn't be there, the tenant wouldn't be there, the landlord would be obligated to pay or to put up the Mezuzah. Midi the Havi Abayis Tevin Abayis Eitzim, Afil Hachi came in Shehu Saiko Lamatsa Ba Mezuzah, Chayv La Sois La Mezuzah. Since the Saiker is obligated to put it there, since the tenant is obligated to put it there, that gets the landlord off the hook. So the landlord is only off the hook because the tenant is chayiv, because he lives there and he needs it. So Mekhi Yosef holds, mezuzah chayiv is hadarhi, the mezuzah is the obligation of the tenant, is really not coming to exempt the landlord, coming to obligate the tenant. The Tosis reads it, no, what it really is saying is, the landlord is off the hook because he doesn't live there. Not necessarily the seicher is chayiv. It's a big machlokes, it says the seicher chayiv midai rights, is the seicher only chayiv midai rabbanan. It might help us understand the Gemara over here. It says the Gemara Isvav. When is a seicher chayv to put up his mezuzah? We said, mezuzah chayv is hadar. He either means the landlord is off the hook or the seicher is the one who's on the hook to put up the mezuzah. He's only obligated to put it up after 30 days. Ha-seicher buys b'chutz la'aretz, kol shoshim yom patr mezuzah, all 30 days is patr, mikan ve'eleh chayv. From here on out, he's chayv. Aval ha-seicher buys b'eretz Yisrael, oizah mezuzah li'altar. In Eretz Yisrael, if you rent an apartment, you're obligated to put up the mezuzah right away. You have to know this. Halacha l'maisa. You rent an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, put a mezuzah right away. Mishum yishuv d'Eretz Yisrael. It helps settle the land of Eretz Yisrael. How does it help settle the land of Eretz Yisrael to put up mezuzahs? How does it help settle the land to put up mezuzahs? So Rashi there explains, because there's a halacha the Gemara has in Bava Metzia, it's a question how it applies today. Once you put up a mezuzah, you're not supposed to take it down, even if you move out. Today, many people do remove mezuzahs when they switch apartments to one apartment to the next, because it's true you have to leave your mezuzahs there, but that's only provided they're not going to paint between tenants, right? Because then you have to take your mezuzahs down anyway while they paint. And once you took them down anyway, you might as well just swap it out for the new guy's mezuzahs. I don't know, the old guy doesn't have to leave his mezuzahs there. I don't know, here, do they always paint between tenants? Is that like expected?
In the apartments here?
Yeah. They don't.
I would say I have no chance.
You really have the right to demand that they repaint between tenants. I mean, if they repainted between every tenant, the wall would be like this thick with paint. But it's, as it is, you can barely see the moldings because there's so much paint. It's been painted so many times. But really, you're allowed to ask it to be repainted. If they're going to repaint, you can remove the mezuzahs. The other thing is, you're allowed to charge the other person for the mezuzahs. Mezuzahs nowadays $100 a piece, so you're allowed to ask the guy to pay you for the mezuzahs. If he doesn't want to pay you for the mezuzahs, then you have the right to take them. But all things being equal, you should really leave your mezuzahs in the apartment where they once were, even if you later move. So that discourages people from moving. You know why? Because it's a pain to leave your mezuzahs, go buy new mezuzahs. So because it's such a pain, you're going to end up staying where you are, and that will lead to prolonged residence in Eretz Yisrael. It says, Rashi, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Acha Shekava Shuv Enei Noitla, once you put it up, you don't take it down. Mishum Afiyu Yoytzim Misham, Afiyu Yoytzim Imanu, even if you leave, Kedomer Perek HaShav, but Metziah, it's not good to take down the mezuzahs. It's somehow heebie-jeebies, it's bad for your shmira. It's dangerous to take down the mezuzah. Hilkach B'chaychi Yoytzim Imanu, they Teirach Mezuzah Acheres. It doesn't say because because you're going to lose out on your mezuzah, because it's going to cost you money. It's a tircha to go buy. And someone else is going to be hurried to rent this apartment because it has mezuzahs. Because she emsa mezumenes mezuzah and emsa sereshirah mishavah. So it makes the properties more desirable because you don't have to have the tircha of putting up mezuzahs. It already has mezuzahs on there. Today, everyone has their likes to put up their own mezuzahs. They don't trust anyone else's mezuzahs. I wouldn't trust someone else's mezuzah. Anyway, that's the halacha. So in Eretz Yisrael, you have to put up a mezuzah right away. In Chutz La'aretz, only after 30 days. Only after 30 days. What happens if you put it up early? Can you put it up early? You have to wait? So there's actually a halacha in Hilchos Mezuzah called Taseh V'lo Menasui. We have it by Tzitzis too. When you're putting tzitzis on a talis, you have to have the talis first, and then you put on the tzitzis. If you put the tzitzis on and then it becomes an arba konfis, that's a problem. Well, we have it by sukkah too, right? By sukkah also, you can't have tatsu woman also. You can't put the schach up before the walls. You have to put the walls and then the schach. You put up the schach up before the walls, that's tatsu woman also. The pasuk says by tzitzis, gedilim tatsu lecha arba konfis kishasher tatsu ba. So gedilim tatsu lecha tatsu woman also. You have to make it where the obligation generates, then you fulfill the obligation. Not that I preempted the obligation by first putting up the schach. I don't need schach unless there's walls. So first you have to have the walls, then the schach. First I have to have the arba konfis, then the tzitzis. So similarly, the Gemara says in Menachos, Reish Galusa Bana Beis, over here, Oiskes, the Reish Galusa put up a house. Amalei Rav Nachman, Amalei the Rav Nachman, Kavali Mezuzta. He asked Rav Nachman, who is the Rav? Come and put up my mezuzahs, like a Chassidish Rebbe was coming to put up the mezuzahs by other people's houses. I think in conservative reform circles, it's done too. The rabbi comes and puts up the mezuzah.
Blesses the house.
Huh?
Blesses the house,
yeah. The Rebbes do that, though. Amar Reb Nachman, Tali Doshi Bereisha. No, you first have to put up the doorpost. There's no mezuzah before the doorpost. Without the doorpost, there's no key mezuzah. Why? Put up the mezuzah, then the doorpost. No, you can't do that. Tasev lo menasoi. Says Rashi, if you put up the mezuzah before the doorpost, it's tasev lo menasoi. The mezuzah is learned out from tzitzis. Tasev lo menasoi. Uksavtem ha mezuzah speisecha visharecha. First you have to have the mezuzah speisecha there. Then you can do uksavtem ha mezuzah speisecha. Then you can put up the mezuzah, but first you have to have the mezuzah there. Otherwise, tasev lo menasoi. What about renting, Rabbi Isai? Here, the doorposts are there. You're only chayiv after 30 days. Can you put it up early? Or is that tasa v'lo menasoi? You're putting it up before the doorpost, Kilo, are there, because you're not obligated to put it up until after 30 days. So that's a chakir of the Minchasinuch has over here, Ois Tess. That's the Minchasinuch. V'yesh lachkar. One of the most famous Minchasinuchs. V'yesh lachkar. B'sochar b'ayis v'toch shloshim yom shepotim b'mezuzah kavah b'mezuzah. Within 30 days, you put up a mezuzah, but you're not chayiv yet. It's only after 30 days. Are you after 30 days? Maybe you're putting the mezuzah before the obligation exists. Maybe since it's not mechusar maisa, it's not you're missing the doorpost. The time hasn't yet elapsed. But the chiyuv will generate after 30 days, will kick in. Maybe that's not tasav lo asoy, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, maybe it is, who knows. That's the chakir of the minchasino. Reb Chaim Kanievsky disagrees with this minchasino. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer called Parsha Sedura. Mesechtas Mezuzah, which he printed, Reb Chaim Kanievsky feels like he lives in our door. He printed this in like the 60s or 70s. Unbelievable sefer on Mesechtas Mezuzah. Fantastic. Mishnah Berurah on Hilchos Mezuzah. It's a standard. Oh, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Fantastic. So in this Parsha Sedura, he disagrees with the Minchas Chinuch. And he says, come on. Well, it's not Mechusar Mais, it's Mechusar Zman. That's not called Tasav Lamanasa. You can put it up right away. You can put it up right away. Ramesha has a tshuva about this. Ramesha is not concerned with the Tasav Lamanasa. But you know what? You can put it up right away, and then, take it down, and then put it up without a bracha, and then take it down, put it up later with a bracha. But the situation, why would you put it up right away? Wait 30 days! You're not chayav to after 30 days. So it could be, that nowadays, really, you're obligated to put it up even earlier. Meaning, it might have been true at one time that when you rent, you're not obligated to put it up until after 30 days. Today, most people who rent, I don't know how it works here in the Heights, I presume it's the same, you sign a lease. There is no month-to-month rentals. That's a hotel. Every apartment that leases in our communities is with a lease. You come, daito lehishtakea. What do you say about a renter who comes having in mind to stay? Is he obligated right away? Or does he have to wait till day 30? So that's a machlekes here in the Pesach Yitzchuvin Hilchos Mezuzah. Yoredeya Simeresh Peivav Sifkon Yuches. I give it to you over here. Ois Yud says, "Ayin benachlas tzi." Because the Pesach Yitzchuv is not on the same for nachlas tzi. Shekosafti the hod is on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch. The hod the potem mi mezuzah lamidyoyim. Haynu afim writes a leader ba kama shanim. Even if your intention is to stay a long time, ainu chayv lekvoya ad achalamid. You only have to put a mezuzah after 30 days. Uduloi kedamash when we see the argon melisa. Not like it sounds like from the Nesivis in his sitter. The sitter base, the Nesivis. That you're obligated right away if you come die to lishtakeya.
So there will be some sort of protection type thing. Someone's renting, even if they don't put up 30 days. That's the whole point of the mezuzah, to protect you from.
Yeah.
So they're going to be protected in those 30 days?
So the answer probably is, and this depends whether the Seicher is Chayv Midor Reis Midor Rabbanon, that you don't really live there for 30 days, so you're not vulnerable yet. It's only after 30 days. It could be the obligation after 30 days only Maris Ayin. It looks like you really live there. Right, it looks like you own. No one knows that you don't own. You'll say, well, you're in a rental building and it's not an ownership building. Okay, so then, but we don't distinguish that way. Some were owned, some were rented. So if you're there for 30 days, it's like a Maris Ayin. It looks like you live there.
So 1 year lease is you're automatically going to have to be there for 1 year.
Right, so then maybe, since the whole obligation of 30 days, it could be 30 days is the day, right? So it could be 30 days is the Rabbanon because it looks like you live there, but you don't really, Depends how you understand the obligation of the Seicher. Of the renter, is the renter really chayv? Because chayv is hador. He has the two explanations we had before. Or is that no? You get the landlord off the hook who really owns it because you live there, and not him. So you could phrase it one of two ways. But however you understood that halacha of 30 days, if you come die to lishtakeya, maybe you're obligated right away. You're saying, aren't you vulnerable to the mazikim?
It's not a thought. It's a fact. Like it's just that's how it's going to be. You're there for a year when you sign them on your lease. You're not
yeah.
You extend longer. You're there for 1 year.
You might stay longer, but you're there
it
at least.
At that point.
Yeah, but you're certainly there 30 days. It doesn't depend on the year. It depends
on
30 days. Yeah. So then maybe you should be obligated mezuzah right away. Maybe 30 days was only because, that's what creates residence. It could be a Tamar Zion issue, but maybe that's what creates residence, 30 days. But then if you sign a lease, you create your residence immediately. What's the story here? That's a machlekes between the Pisrei Tshuva and the Nesivis. So Rabbi Chanan Wassman over here in Baba Basra and his Kovitz Shiurim claims this depends on a machlekes, the Mordechai and the Mukhi Yosef we started off with. Our Mishnah says you're obligated to pay taxes in the city after 12 months unless you buy a property, in which case you're a landowner, but obligated right away. We said there are certain obligations, though, that stem from not a time period of 12 months, but 30 days. What if I come, though, daitolishtaikei, I come having a mind to stay? So do I then still have to wait for 12 months to pass to become a resident? Or you say, no, you came having a mind to stay, you signed the lease. So you're obligated to pay these communal taxes immediately. That was a machlokes between the Mordechai and the Mukhi Yosef. The Mordechai said, yes, if you come having a mind to stay, you're obligated to pay right away. The Mukhi Yosef said, no, you only have to wait after 12, only obligated after 12 months or 30 days, depending on the halacha. Even if you come having a mind to stay, you're not like a resident of the city until after that time has elapsed. So maybe, says Rabbi Chanan, that's the same machlekes over here with regards to mezuzah. Says the Kovitz Shiurim over here, he said, oh, flip the page. Rishir zeh nimtzalinu mezuzah b'soich habayis. Ad lamed yoyim patur mimezuzah. Till 30 days you're patur mimezuzah. V'sham chakra achreinu b'soich habayis liyazim in lamed yoyim. The achreinu levech hakir. If you rent for a property for more than 30 days, m'chayv la'altum mezuzah shlo yischayv rak lach alamed. I don't know, you chayv right now, you only chayv after 30 days. When Mukhi Yosef kan kosav, Mukhi Yosef here just says it depends on what your intention is. Near the Kain who gam lein yimizuzah, then Mukhi Yosef would concede that the same is true with regards to mizuzah. They ain't no tov kavanoslish the keilam darsham lamidiyom. Then Mukhi Yosef says, I'm sorry, yeah. Then Mukhi Yosef says it doesn't depend on what your intention is. So by mizuzah it also wouldn't depend on what your intention is. Aval b'mar the chay kotzav b'seim sefer chokma the abolish shakei having kukana beis dira. If you come having a mind to stay, it's as if you bought a property. Shakinyan meichiyach shadaitulish the keil. Purchasing a house is like you become, you know, as obvious, you know, demonstrates your intention to stay. Maybe it depends on what you have in mind. Maybe the same is true with regards to mezuzah. Okay, how do we paskin here? This is two opinions of Piskei Tshuva. So Rabbi Yisai, every guy who moves into an apartment now with a lease, we have a machlekes in the Piskei Tshuva. When does it become chayv and mezuzah? People say, right, Zuckman the Goss, people say in the street, you have 30 days, 30 days. And I'm looking for the time. Really? Is that true? 2 days in the Pisrei Tshuva, if you sign the lease, whether or not you're obligated in less than 30 days. One opinion of Pisrei Tshuva is a chayv right away. And it's Machlekes Rishonim here. That's what Rabbi Chanan claims. Machlekes Rishonim. How do we paskin? So you say, whoa, let me be Machmir. Which is the healthy attitude, not, whoa, there's an opinion I can rely on, let me be Mako. Right? Let me be Machmir, why not? I'll put it up right away. Whoa, slow your roll. What happens if you put it up right away and you're not obligated? So according to Minchas Chinuch, perhaps you just violated Tasav Lo Min Asui. You're not chayv yet. And maybe Tasav Lo Min Asui applies not only if the doorposts aren't there yet, you can't put up the mezuzah. The mezuzah has to be there before the mezuzah. Maybe even if the time hasn't elapsed yet, which you're chayv, 30 days haven't passed, it's Tasav Lo Min Asui. He said, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky disagrees, but the Minchas Chinuch isn't sure. So if you put it up early, you might lose something. So what should we do to negotiate this whole situation? So says Rav Moshe over here in the Igros Moshe, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has the same thing in the Har Tzvi. What you should do is put up your mezuzahs right away without a bracha. Take it down after 30 days and put it back up after 30 days with a bracha. So before you start scraping mezuzahs off the wall after 30 days and ruining your paint job, what you can do is, by the way, most mezuzah case holders, this is my own chop. I've done this a few times, you know, put it up right away and then take it down. It's easy. Most mezuzahs have like a cap where the scroll comes out, yeah? So you can check your mezuzah without removing the case and ruining your paint. So too over here, removing the mezuzah and putting the mezuzah back doesn't mean you have to take off the case. You could open up the case, take out the scroll, put the scroll back, make a bracha, right? Because the case is already there. Azoi. So you just saved you a paint job. But you can do it that way. You don't have to, I don't know. I'm not that technical, you know, that handy, but it seems to me that that's like an obvious solution over here. Anyway, put it up day one, take it down, day 30, or after day 30, day 31, you put it, or day 30, you put it back up with a bracha. It says, Rav Moshe V'yoriz Yerbez, Masha Shoy Yedidi, Im L'kvayam Azud, the tech of the Chakos Ala Akha Shoy, Shem Yom Shiyach M'kuyo, Bebai Skur V'shula, I'm Pisrei Tshuva, he calls the two opinions. But then he calls the Pisrei Tshuva, says, you're allowed to be machmir to put it up right away, and actually make the bracha early. And he says that was the Minhag HaOlam, not like the Minhag Chinuch. You don't have to wait till day 30. You can wait till day 30. And it's not Tasav Lo Min Asui. This is interesting. Rav Moshe says, if you rent, this is, that's true, if you're renting a house on a lease, you can put it up already on day one and make a bracha. He says, V'rak b'dira sh'seichrin, anyone know what that word is in the middle of the third line? Only in the dira sh'seichrin, the countries, the bungalow, in the country. I don't know why he called it countries. I don't know how many countries are there in the Catskills. But the countries, I think that's what he means. V'imayis ha'kayit. In summer, Yeshu Lai Lachakos Mishum Dahasam, who be'etam arai. That really is temporary. I guess they didn't sign leases for the summer. Nowadays, we sign a lease for the summer. You can't rent to something in the summer without signing a lease. But so, Afim Choshev Lishar, Yoyisim Ilam Adiyam. Even if you intend to stay for more than 30 days, if you find the better deal, you'll bounce. De'etam Adir Hashem, who arai. V'koz Manchi is Damelo, Shiyoyisar Toyev Lefanov, Lelech, V'chazar Lebesar, Kvua Be'ir, Yeuch Misham. You know, if you decide you want to go home, you'll just leave early. Today you can't do that, but okay. Ubadiras Elu, Yoda the Gamma Divrechaim, Shapata Kamid La Kaidum Lamed. Of Abadira Yudua, there you should make a bracha before 30 days. But if you're gonna be there for more than 30 days, yeah, you know, you can put it up right away. Ubaetza Mershay Gam Lavarach, you can even make the bracha Acham Yir to Lachakoisim Habracha Lachal Shoishim Ulay Yoisa Odif. So make the bracha after 30 days. But you have to take it down and then put it back up. Even though normally when you take down a mezuzah, having a mind to put it right back, you wouldn't make a bracha. So if you check it in between, or you paint in between. But here, normally you're taking it down and put it back up, you can make a bracha on this, you know, taking it down and putting it back up. So that's what you should do. So Rabbi said, that's what I advise. That's what Shechter advises people. You're renting an apartment, put a mezuzah right away. Right away. Without a bracha. After 30 days, put up with a bracha. Take it down, put it back up with a bracha. There might be another reason that you have to put up your mezuzahs right away today on a rental apartment. Not only because it's obvious that your intention is to stay, but why is it that you have 30 days to where you're not chayv a mezuzah? Why is it? So, Barisai, look over here, Oizvav and Rashi. You have 30 days, so Soichar Bias. You have 30 days, Potter. Shema Yachzer boy. Maybe you'll back out. Maybe you'll back out. Today, Rabbi said, can you back out of a lease? No. I mean, I guess you can, but you'd be a bad guy. No one will ever lease you an apartment again. It'll ruin your credit. They could try and sue you to fulfill the lease. If you'd be renting a commercial property, they might actually do that because it's worth the lawyer fee. Over here in these rental apartments, they'd pay more in a lawyer in 5 minutes than the whole rental agreement, so they probably wouldn't do it. They'll just cut their losses and move on. But you certainly can't break a lease. It's wrong to do it, right? So some poskim argue if the only reason you're not chayv to after 30 days is Shema Yachzer boy. So maybe maybe today, where you can't back out of a lease, be chayv right away. Be chayv right away. So we have to expand one thing on that. There's another Gemara, fascinating Gemara over here. About this, that maybe rental agreements are different today. So maybe where there's a lease, you'd be obligated right away because you can't back out anyway. And then Mitzvah will finish this up. I have to run over here to the Riverdale. Okay, Heather? We'll continue with this a little bit tomorrow.